the podcast. It's been a while. I don't even want to look to see how long it was. I'm not going to make up excuses, but I'll tell you why. It's a why, not an excuse. I was working on a new book that took a lot of my time called Her Name is Grace. I did the book, and then I worked with a young, beautiful actress named Kathy Colas, who narrated Her Name is Grace. And you can find that on Audible. You can find it on Amazon. But that's not what I'm here to talk to you about. I'm here to talk to you about what I'm working on right now. I've been working on it for some time now, and it's in a different area than what I've written about in the past. I like to write about historical fiction every so often, write something that's just a little strange, like in the case of Her Name is Grace, when something is in society, in the social circles, just everywhere you look, and it's different, and it needs a perspective that maybe makes people listen or look at something differently. And that's what Her Name is Grace about. Just as a real quick note, it's about suicide what our young people, our newest generation, they go through in this challenging world that we live in, that's all about me, and what I look like, what I sound like, who I am. And I'm not going to talk about Grace here a whole lot. I've done enough promos on that to the point where I don't want to do any more promotional material about it. I'll end up doing some, but not now. I'm writing a collection of romance stories, and I'm not a romance writer. I've written some stuff that had some romance in it. Love, not really love stories, but love became part of the story. But it wasn't true romance. And here's the problem that I face, you see, because anytime I'm writing something, I do a lot of research. And I was researching romance writers, romance novels today. And what I found out is that most of them are cookie cutter. The stories are all the same, basically, except for the writer maybe sprinkles a little bit different glitter on top of it, or they change the shape just a little bit. But by and by, they're all the same story told over and over and over again. Some of them are done very well, even though it's a repeat. That's everywhere we see. You turn on any of your streaming movie shows, or even at the theater, nobody's coming up with anything new. It's all remakes of things that were done 20, 30, 40 years ago. It's like there's no new ideas out there. And that's sort of what I see in the romance that I sort of explored. I don't buy romance books. I don't read romance books. But in order to research it, I had to. I had to at least test them a little bit. And that's what I found, is that they're all the same. It's not like the romance from the early 20th century in the 1900s. When great books were written, great novels, great romance stories were written by people like Edith M. Hall. She wrote The Sheik. It was published, I think, in 1919, 1920, somewhere along there. It's an incredible, incredible book to read. Frances Hodgson Burnett, I believe was her name, was another one that was very popular back then. She wrote a novel called The Shuttle that's worth your time, worth to explore if you can find these. Pamela Morsi, Stephanie Burkhart, Jane Feather. They were all really good stories. They weren't filled with a lot of sweat and shit, basically, which is what a lot of the stuff out there is today. And I know some of you are going to be greatly offended by that because you are romance novel junkies. But listen. You could become a junkie to just about anything. You could become a junkie to a certain donut, maybe a glazed donut. They've been around for a long time, right? My favorite, it comes from Krispy Kreme. I'm not addicted to them. I'm certainly not a junkie to them, but I enjoy them. Oh, but then one day, someone introduced me to the apple fritter. Oh, it was so good. better than the glazed donut from Krispy Kreme. I don't even know where I got it from. I think it was at a grocery store or something, and I was looking in the case, and somebody suggested an apple fritter. It just sounds good to even say it, apple fritter, apple fritter. Oh, my goodness. Now I am a regular connoisseur of apple fritters. I think you'll find out if you go back and read some of these, the early 1900s through about 1930, 1940, you find some of these books, and you can go to Amazon or sometimes even your favorite bookstore, and you might be able to find them, a reproduction of them anyway, and read them, and then compare them with what you're reading right now. And you're going to see that it's a world of difference. You may not enjoy them. I mean, if you enjoy this sweat, skin-pounding stuff that you're reading right now, which just causes nothing but frustration for people, and you know it, look in the mirror and say right now, find a mirror, look in it and say, I know it. I'm not telling you to stop reading them. And again, I'm not knocking some of the great writers that we have today. I'm just saying, try an apple fritter every so often. Go back. Now, having said all that, let me tell you about this venture, adventure that I'm on right now. It's the title of the book, the working title of the book anyway, is called Almost Love. You see, love has got different peaks and valleys that we walk down. As we're walking down this path, it's lined with Valentine hearts and Cupid's arrows and blooming flowers and all this stuff. And you're walking down this path, and love, being in love, is at the very end of this path. And that's where we all want to get to. We all want to get to that place where we can say, I am in love. I've been there a couple of times, you know, and I remember it. It was a good feeling. Now, before you get to the end of the path, though, well, before that, you have to fall in love, right? And so it's sort of like if you're walking down this path and you're kind of new in a relationship, and all of a sudden there's a drop off, and you're going to dive headfirst into that, and you're going to fall in love. Falling in love is a really great time, too. But just think about it. If you're in love right now, or if you're falling in love right now, that feeling that you have, you wake up in the morning, you're thinking about someone. You go to bed at night, you're thinking about someone. You want to be near them. You want to touch them. You want to inhale their fragrance. You just want to be around them. That's the falling in love part. The in love part will come, but the falling in love part, oh, that's incredible. But even before that, there's a place that I call almost love. You're walking along the path, hand in hand with someone, and you can't say those words yet. You can't say, I love you yet. You can't even say, I'm falling in love with you. But you know, inside here, inside that heart, inside that gray matter up there, you know there's something going on, something special that's happening. And you're walking along and you're exploring this new path, this new person, their personality, their likes, their dislikes. You're exploring their life, and then all of a sudden, it's gone. It's just gone. You almost loved. That's what these stories are about. Now, there's can be many reasons, some of them obvious, why you could be walking along this love path and then never get to the falling in love part. It may be infidelity. It may be finding out something about somebody that you didn't know. I hear that happens a lot nowadays because so many people are meeting online through these different websites and stuff like that. And I could go on any website and I can be whoever I want to be on a dating website. I don't do that. I don't have to do that because I can be whoever I want to be when I'm writing. And that's what I love. I love writing. So maybe you can help me out here. Maybe you have a story to tell where you almost loved. I don't need details. I don't need names. I don't even need to really know the reason why whatever you had stopped. But tell me something. Give me a little bit of something so I can start to understand this a little bit more. So I can take this almost love moment and turn it into stories. It could be your story. You never know. Maybe I'll take your story and I'll put it in my book. I'll give you credits and everything. Well, probably not. But it's fun to think about. It's fun to think that there's people out there just like the characters that are in my books right now. People that almost love. It's not going to be out probably for the better part of a year. Sometime in December, I'm retiring from my make money job and to go into my don't make money anymore job of writing. And I hope to write full time. And between now and then, I'll work on Almost Love and do what I do, write. And then in the meantime, and this is just a teaser for the next podcast, which I already got written down, I already got planned out, don't know when I'm going to do it, but it's about exactly that, about when I'm writing, when I'm sitting there into something I'm writing. It's almost just like the theme of Almost Love. You get right to a certain point, a certain chapter, a certain sentence, a certain word, and you stop for some unknown reason. And I have to do something, you see, because I'm addicted to writing. And so the next podcast, I'll tell you a little bit more about that stop moment and how I feel those stop moments. Anyway, it's good to be back with you guys. I missed you. I hope you missed me. I hope you'll consider listening to my podcast, doing the follow or the subscribe or whatever it is. I've got no idea. I just record it. Then I put it out there and I let RSS take care of all the technical stuff. Anyway, have a wonderful day. We'll see you next time.